The Bush administration has renewed its efforts to block Oregon's first-in-the-nation assisted suicide law. Today, government lawyers filed papers in a federal appeals court in San Francisco. NPR's Julie Rovner has more on the latest effort to thwart the state law.
The fight between Oregon and the federal government has raged nearly nonstop since the state's voters approved the Death with Dignity Act, first in 1994 and again in 1997. The law allows certain people with terminal illnesses to obtain a prescription for a lethal dose of barbiturates. About 100 Oregonians have used the law to end their lives since it took effect 5 years ago. In 1998, then-Attorney General Janet Reno overruled the Drug Enforcement Administration, which said Oregon's law violated the Federal Controlled Substances Act. They said that using legal drugs to purposely end a life was not, quote, a legitimate medical purpose. Last year, Attorney General John Ashcroft tried to reinstate that original DEA interpretation and announced the department would revoke the prescribing privileges of doctors in Oregon who used the assisted suicide law. Oregon sued, and in April, a federal judge ruled in favor of the law and against the Justice Department. Scott Swenson is executive director of the Oregon Death with Dignity Center, which supports the law. He said the judge's ruling in the case was very tight.
Specifically, that the Controlled Substances Act, which the Attorney General cited, has no authority to determine legitimate medical practice in the individual states.
The Justice Department's brief says that the district court judge lacked the authority to interpret the law, and it continues to maintain that the assisted suicide law conflicts with the federal drug statute. But in the meantime, says Swenson, the law remains in effect.
The Oregon law continues to work. It continues to provide peace of mind to terminally ill patients and their families who may or may not choose to use it, but they know it's there and it's working and they can access the law if they want to.
Oral arguments in the case are expected early next year. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.